And a very good morning to you, and time for another Red River Radio Spotlight. Glad to have you along today. I'm Kermit Poling, of course, General Manager here at Red River Radio. And every time we get to the first weekend in December, a wonderful world-renowned event takes place in Shreveport with several days of fabulous performances taking place on the campus of Centenary College, and that is the Weidman Piano Competition, of course. And joining me in the studio, Lester Center, who has run the Weidman Competition for a long, long time. Lester, it is great to have you here.
Oh, Carmen, it is great to be here. We're so excited. We can hardly stand it. We have 44 absolutely wonderful, fabulous young pianists that play faster than lightning and more wonderfully musical than you would ever dream. And you're going to be able to hear, you here in Shreveport are going to be able to hear these 44 in 3 days. And as somebody said, you know, one of them is going to come out as the star and the winner of the Weidman. And it's always such an exciting voyage. And I have here with me one of my dearest friends, Stanislav Udenich. He won with us a gold medal and went on to win the Cliburn and went on to win several other fabulous competitions. I'll let him tell you about that if he wants to, but he is going to be a judge, and it's just my joy to have him here. So, Stas, what do you have to say about this weekend, darling?
Well, I'm blessed to come, being able to come back to see you, Lester, and to be able to sit in the jury. In the panel of the wonderful.
Yeah, you're the one who has to work. I mean,
I have to, yes. But for me, it's an important place. My luck was many years ago. It was the first competition which gave me opportunities in the United States when we came to the United States, actually.
So when you were in the Weidman, that you're just saying that was the first competition
In the United States.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know that was some years back.
Yes.
But do you feel that was a great stepping stone for you to get? I mean,
and
you've gone so far beyond that.
Absolutely. I'm extremely grateful that it happens. It gave me more confidence. But most important is that I met this wonderful lady.
Well, what year is this for the Weidman, Lester?
This is the 67th year. Can you believe that?
Oh,
now, I haven't done it for 67 years. But we are 67. I think that's amazing that we have been able to do that. And I thank the Shreveport people, the contingency, and you've been wonderful having them come over and play in El Dorado and different other times that we've had occasion to play, to have them play.
Sure.
So it's, it's just part of Shreveport tradition. And what we would do is we just want you all out there to come and join us, particularly Sunday. You know, Friday and Saturday, you can come. It's every 15 minutes, and it's going to start. It starts at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and it goes until 6 o'clock. And then on Saturday, it starts at 9:30 and goes till 6:30. They take a lunch break in there, but you can come and go. But they play 15 minutes, and so if you're quiet as a mouse and don't disturb them, you can come and go anytime you want.
And there's no admission to hear these, right?
No, then especially Friday and Saturday. On Sunday, we think that's kind of a special event, mm-hmm. and they would be $10 at the door, which we would hope that won't keep you from coming, but it's worth every penny, really,
sure.
to hear these kids.
Sure. Stanislav, so, of course, you've won, well, you know, Cliburn being one of them, but you've been on both ends, both as a performer and also as a judge. Do you feel your performances on the one side have given you some insight on the listening end and judging the...
No, of course, definitely.
Yeah.
I was either lucky or I don't know how to say it, but I went to many competitions in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I got an experience from my childhood, actually. And I think I was a finalist, a winner of at least 12 international music competitions, and of any size. So, of course, I gained some experience being on stage. I know also, obviously, education was a big part of my life. Yeah. And especially when I'm judging, I know what I'm judging for. Yeah, you know what I mean. And yes, my answer is yes. My performances on stage, they helped me to develop it into a better musician who can understand what the reality of great music is.
Yeah, knowing what's all involved on the performance.
Absolutely.
Does that actually
there
make
millions.
It? But does it add any difficulty? I mean, you've got to sympathize or empathize with the performers going, oh, I've been through that. I know what
of
they're
course.
going through.
Yeah.
How is it? Is it challenging then to be able to judge these performers?
You know, sometimes it is challenging, and for me in particular, it's challenging when you have to distinct people from a general level. If they are very close to each other, when you have a major talent, mm-hmm. that's fantastic. It's very easy. You know. Okay, this is our sort of a winner. But then there are a lot of sometimes the situation is that many people are very at the very very high level.
Yeah.
But maybe not. They don't give something extra, something
sure.
amazing, and then I'm in trouble to see. When how am I going to separate, because they're all so good, you know? Who is number two and who is number three, let's say.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. Then you go into the musicology, then you go into the details of their performances, into their whatever mistakes, whatever you call it, and try to weigh things.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, interesting for the judges, and good for the judges, that they all play in the same room. They're not allowed to play on the piano before they play. So that's a challenge in itself. And then they're all playing on the same piano. So for the judges, they really get a different view than they would if they were, you know, when you get when they first send in for the first round, they're all playing in different places. The sound is terrible in some of them, and you can't really it's a guessing game, and you want to do the best you can in choosing them. But I think the setup here is a really good thing for judges, don't you,
Fantastic.
Stassi?
Yes, that's fantastic.
Because you can really compare them and see
sure.
who's going to leap to the forefront there.
Right, exactly. Well, over the years, of course, the competition has attracted performers from all over the world. And mm-hmm. Can you give sort of an overview of where the competitors
sure.
are coming from this year?
Of course. They're from South Korea. They're from China, Hong Kong, Italy, Taiwan, Russia, Republic of Georgia, Canada, Japan, Israel, USA, of course, mm-hmm. and Inner Mongolia.
That's quite a range.
I would say
this
so.
This is amazing.
And then they're all over the country: California, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Ohio, Utah, North Carolina, Louisiana, Iowa. I mean, it's just amazing.
No, Lester, no, you don't have anybody from North Korea?
Whoa!
I was recently in Moscow,
you were,
judging
okay.
a big competition
yeah.
for kids. And one of the divisions, kids, he was like 13. He was from North Korea. He was a winner.
And he became a winner.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily think
of
Western style performances coming from
absolutely.
That. But of course, it makes sense.
He
that
was
it would.
Lucky to have been able to come.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He was surprised.
Mm. So quite an array, of course the music that's chosen. I mean, I know there are standard things that you're expecting from them. Are there any unusual standouts in terms of repertoire?
Well, there's just one. And I don't know, Stassi, have you ever played this piece? Wait a minute, I'm looking it up because I can't pronounce it. The hardest thing for me is learning how to pronounce all these people's names. I'm so embarrassed. I've got to work on that today and tomorrow. But anyway, I'm looking for
practice.
That piece right quick. It's the, and I should know it. Talk about something else and I'll come back to it.
Yeah.
It's so complicated.
Well, we certainly can.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit, though, about the structure of it. So, you know, this takes place over 3 days, and you were saying that Sunday is the day. How do you work down or whittle down from the initial 44 to be able to get to the semifinals and then the finals?
You get good people to judge. And by the way, I found the piece.
Okay. Lutoslavsky, but is it?
Oh. Rhapsody.
Is it a rhapsody?
It was originally for piano solo, mm-hmm. and then there's an orchestral version of it, and it takes 10 minutes. But that's what she wanted to play.
It's also Paganini variations, I think.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Then I know. Usually it is for two pianos.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, in any case, it might end up being a Northwest Louisiana premiere.
Yeah.
As part of the competition. Sure. But talk a little bit about the process getting from this large group to the finals.
Well, they have to send in their resume two letters of recommendation, and they have to send in a recording, a video of the selection that they're
going to
be
taking.
Now,
when do they have to complete that by each year?
Usually it's in October.
Okay.
And then the end of September, and then in October they're notified to come because the airfare is huge these days.
Sure.
That's half of getting here, seems like.
Yeah.
But it's you know, we've been doing it enough times that it kind of runs smoothly. But we sometimes, like this year, there were so many good ones that we just extended it about three or four people. So we have 44, actually 45, but one is canceled. But, you know, that's amazing to hear 44 people in a weekend. I just think that's extraordinary.
That's a lot of music and a lot to keep track of. But it works, and every year, I've been in this area for 32 years, so I've gotten to hear what we've had over those three decades, and I'm always amazed at the extreme high caliber of the performers. I mean, some of the best pianists I've heard.
And this year we're excited. Stasek is here a day early, which is lovely for us, and he's going to work with some of them this afternoon and give a master class for
them.
So this is kind of an extra perk for them. So we're trying to broaden out and do more things for them and give them more opportunities to play or work with people and go out in the community here in Shreveport and play. So We're working on that.
This was the first time the master classes are where the first time.
See,
yeah,
thank you
I'm
for
very,
coming.
Well, hey. I'm very happy to do that.
Yeah, and the perfect person to do that too. Yeah. So.
Yes, I mean, really, the best. You know, his student won second last summer in the Clyburn. He had been here with us.
You're gonna. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was
yes.
So you're starting a Clyburn tradition now.
Yeah, it's Lester. Yes, Lester, you were amazing. Very powerful lady.
Well, and also he's got several others that are. I mean, tell him about the other couple of guys, young people that you have that have had careers that have just gone.
Yes, of course. I have students who have enjoyed a major international careers, and Behzad Abdurrahimov is one of them. But he didn't.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately,
but we
missed him here.
Well, Lester. So obviously, you don't run the whole thing by yourself.
I have a good team.
This was going to be the next thing. Talk about your team. How many people do you have that are helping you with?
I have drivers, a married couple that do. They transport them all around. They are just wonderful. They are my right hand people, and I've got three people on the desk, and I've got my wonderful husband who is he does everything on the computer and is charming and loves piano, and.
And of course, the army of volunteers and the hosts, actually,
yes.
Which is important.
Sorry, thank you very much. I'm phasing out on that. But the guild, see, we're under the guild. They're 501c3, the Symphony Guild. They have a wonderful party for them on Saturday night, and they help feed them while they're here so that they can have energy drinks and whatever fruit and whatever they need to eat and play. So those ladies have just been, so we actually, when you consider those people too, that's about 20 people that are involved in doing this. And we have the host families. There are only about, of the 44, there are about 38 of them that are staying with host families. Now that's, and they're just
wonderful.
And
this is so helpful and so amazing, right? Without that, it would be difficult to run.
And we want them to have hospitality in the South. This Southern hospitality is really warm and fuzzy and encouraging. And so we want to make it special. And I think having it for 3 days, for me, it's important that today, I mean, you all are more involved in this than I am, but everything has changed so much, and they've got to be able to send things over the internet. They've got to do internet auditions, and they've got to find, they can't just play and be fabulous. They've got to have some sort of spark or some special thing, sure, that identifies their talent. Sure. So it's a whole different ballgame, and that's why I keep it to 3 days and just do a concerto, because they're accepted in schools and they have to play recitals. But to play just a concerto, that sets them apart, and that's, sure, unusual. And in 3 days, they need to learn how to do it and move on. And you can't do it enough times.
Sure. So talk about the times again. Of course, these take place in Anderson Auditorium, which is in the Hurley School of Music on the campus of Centenary College. Talk again about the schedule for people
who
want to come and attend.
We start at 11 o'clock on tomorrow, mm-hmm, and we go until 1, and then we start again at 2:30 and go to 6, and then on Saturday we start at 9:30 to 1 and 2:30 to 6:30. It'll be every 15 minutes, and then we occasionally take a little break.
Okay, and then on Sunday?
And on Sunday we start at 1 and go till 6.
And then 1 till 6. So that is the Weidman Piano Competition, again, and it's, you said, 67th year?
Yes.
67, which is just amazing.
We really need people to bravo and to clap loudly and express their delight in hearing these people.
Well, it's great music to listen to, but it is also a competition. So,
right.
And as part of the whole thing, I know that you have audience favorites and all of that as well. So the audience, yeah, does have a role. And the more that you can hear, I think the more that you learn about these,
absolutely,
players.
Absolutely.
As well as,
y'all
as
come.
Enjoy. As we say, there you go. Well, Lester Sender and Stanislav Yudinich, I want to thank you both for being here. It seems like it's going to be a very exciting weekend. It looks forward to hearing some of these pianists myself, but thank you so much.
Our huge pleasure.
You.
All right, thanks so much.